Early voting begins Monday. Reminders about voter IDs.
Voter IDs. Voters, registered voters, are now required to bring one of the IDs listed as approved by the Secretary of State to vote. There's been a misconception that it's a special ID that you have to have, and that's not the case. If an individual does not have one of the IDs on the list, which is a driver's license issued by DPS or a ID issued by DPS or a passport, they can get an election identification card, an EIC card. The only purpose of this card is to vote. It's not an identification to do anything else. But the misconception is you have to have this card in order to vote. And we want to clear that up. When you come to the polling place, if you have a driver's license, if you have an ID, a passport, a military ID card, a handgun, and I think that's it. Oh, a naturalization certificate with your picture. You do not need this special election identification card. So we just want the voters to know what to be prepared for, and if they have one of these, they don't need to go to DPS to get the identification card for the election.
Any exceptions as far as photo ID?
There are no exceptions. If it's not on this list, it's not acceptable.
And if anyone has a question, as long as they have internet access, just go to the Secretary of State's website.
They can go to the state's website, or they can call myself at my office or Ms. Rowe at the voter registration office.
Yeah. Christy, this is not going to involve a lot of people, but there are going to be some that don't have any sort of photo identification that will have to go to DPS. And there are charges to get your driver's license and to get other types of photo IDs from DPS. What about the photo voter ID?
No, there is no charge for the ID for election purposes. It is at no charge statutorily. There may be some charge because they do have to have a birth certificate for proof that they're a real person. But the actual ID for voting purposes is at no charge. So we wanted to make sure people understood that as well.
And I guess that's a other little nugget. If you're among those who have to go get this voter photo ID, you need to have proof that you are who you are.
That's true. It's similar to getting any other type of ID. You do have to have certain documents with you. And so some of those would come from the county clerk's office if you don't have them on hand easily. So please call the tax office, call the county clerk's office. We would love to help you get this cleared up earlier rather than later.